Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are four lines from the top of the words of Kevan. So we're discussing again the order of the Shimon Esrei. Very nice ideas before. How do we get to the orders up in the house? So now we're up to, we just entered Shema Tefillah. The Kevan Shabbos Tefillah Basa Avodah. So after a person asks for Shema Tefillah, and all his Tefillahs and all of his prayers should be answered, then comes the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar Aloseichem V'zivchem L'ratzon HaMizbichi. As the Pasuk says, that their Korbanos, and the Korbanos should be acceptable on my Mizbeach, my altar. And after we bring Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Elam Chayso V'Shem Shev V'Hashem V'Sad V'Lein V'Sacha, we ask, we say Modim, Shneimar Zoveach, Zoveach Toda Yichabdeni. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Zoveach, someone who's offering a Korban is followed by the Toda. That means that after we ask Hashem for the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, then we thank Hashem for everything He has given us. So the Gemara now asks, the Gemara says though, but after that, after Modim, really, Toshim Chalachanel, it's all one bracha. We end off with that. We're bowing there, and then that's all thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we say at that point, when you're davening B'tzibra, obviously Yachid doesn't say this, but we say Barachinim HaShaleshes, and we say Birkas Konim, which is always the schus of saying Birkas Konim every day, even for Ashkenazim. So there, why do we do that at that point? So the Gemara says, Dechsev Vayisa Aaron, Esyada Velam, Varchem Vier Masos, Achat, this is all of Ashlam. The Pasuk says, Aaron came, this is the inauguration of the Mishkan, and the Pasuk says that Aaron came, and he blessed the people having done the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what he was giving them. He gave them the bracha of Birkas Koyanim. And this was after he had done the Korbanos. So Gemara says, Ema Kodim Avodah. So maybe say that the Birkas Koyanim should be done before the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it means before it say. No, it says specifically Aaron came down from having done the chatas, implied miksiv las, doesn't say that he was doing it, rather to perform in the future, rather meas, as we just said, which is measos ksiv, which is lesson of that he had done it. He had implied from this pasuk because Aaron already had done the karbanos, and only after that did he give the birkas kohanim. So that's what we're following, that pattern of Aaron. And Gemara says, v'limre echar vodas, fine, we're filing after Aaron, then Aaron did it right after he'd done the chatas. So do it right after it said, before modim. Why are we doing it? Why are we waiting until after Modim? The verse says, because the pasuk we just pointed to him before is Zaveach Toda. And then we learned out from there that pasuk Tehillim, Zaveach Toda is followed by Zaveach after someone is bringing a korban. Then Toda, you're bringing a korban of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Zaveach Toda is teaching you that the saying thank you Kadosh Baruch Hu must follow the Avodah. The verse says, my chazit anuchai, but why we're using that pasuk? Maybe some achai rely on the pasuk that says that Aaron gave the Birkas Kohanim seemingly right after he had done the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, very interesting Gemara here. I'm sure there's a lot of deeper kavanas to this. That the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi points out, that thinking Hashem isn't a part of avodah. It's part of avodah. Therefore, they are together. We see how important the thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu is. It's mamash avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Avodah of thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu is a very big thing. Now the Gemara says, "Omar Rol Mar Sim Shalom Achar Birkas Kohanim." So now, why do they say Sim Shalom after Birkas Kohanim? The Achronim ask, "What do you mean? This was the last one. We know the Musar that you say Sim Shalom." So the Ritva explains that no, already Rishon actually asked this question. The Ritva explains that it means the Gemara asking why we saying Sim Shalom. Why don't we just end with the Birkas Kohanim, right? There's a nice Shalom there. The end of Shalom and the end of there. Why are we adding another bracha of Sim Shalom? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says, in regards to Birkas Kohanim, they, the Kohanim, are going to put their name on Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to give them bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to, they're like the vessel towards which we get our bracha. Bracha, Birkas Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, and we see that the bracha, the blessing of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom, Shenemar, Hashem Yivarech Samoy Vashalom, and therefore, after we, it's fitting that after we, we ask for Shalom because that's something Kadosh Baruch Hu, his name is Kilu engraved on in the name of Shalom. Okay, so now the Gemara says, wait a second though. We have a kasha though. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola, who had many Nevi'im amongst Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and very Zekeinim, we had very holy people and Nevi'im and prophets, everyone who are making this Shemona Esrei. So how do we say that Tikna Tula Seder, they're the ones who made the order, as we just discussed, Shimon HaPakuli Mahister, so Shimon HaPakuli was much later in the times of Yavne, what was he exactly arranging? So Gemara says, Shochem V'chazer V'yijim, that they'd forgotten the sequence, the order of the brachos of Shimon Esrei, and he arranged them again in the correct order. The Achronim asked Ben Yoyada, what in the world does this mean? How did we forget the order of Shimon Esrei? What in the world is going on over here? How do we forget the order of Shemot Esrei? We daven Shemot Esrei every day. It could be that Kali Yisrael forgot the order of Shemot Esrei, saying, that's the Pasha of the Gemara. But the Ben Yehuda explains, this answer is more sitting for me also. It's a little hard to explain otherwise. He explains that they forgot the reason for why we have this order. Not that they forgot the reason in Gantz, that they forgot the order in Gantzin. People were davening every day. How would we forget the order of Shemot Esrei? Rather, we forgot the reason. And Shimon HaPakuli was the one who was coming master. He explained the reason why everything needs to be in the exact order that it's in. Now the Gemara continues. At that point, it's usher to be meshabech Kadosh Baruch Hu more than what we were saying in the Shemot Esrei. That is something that's quoted in Halacha. That there was a Gemara in Brachos relates. One said, "Akel Dodo Givin Arvainora," giving all Kadosh Baruch Hu all these other praises. And I forgot what Shmuel Shemora says. You done? The only praises that we're allowed to say is what these Nevi'im had told us based on Psukim and Tanakh. All of these praises of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Psukim and Tanakh. And I'm not allowed to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu more than that because we don't even know what to say. Anything we're saying is Ki'ilu is going to be insulting him. So who is the one who can declare Hashem's praise? So he understands the verse, additional level of interpretation to mean, who is it fitting to express praise of Akash Baruch Hu? So someone is capable of declaring all of his praises, which Rashi points out, none of us are. So that point is something that should be, it's important to note that you're not supposed to be adding praises to Akash Baruch Hu in the times where we're thinking Hashem. That is something where we're praising Hashem. That is something that is quoted in Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Also another Halacha is that even when you're adding, if you want to add to your Shemona Esrei by asking for personal bakashas, there's a specific way of manifestation how you do that also. Tzimun Kufi Tess, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who explains that that when you're adding in a bracha, me'inos a bracha, let's say you're adding in a refa'inim. So if it's for a yachid, so if it's tzarcha mamish, like Chol B'Yisro, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, should tzarcha panasa, yachol ishal afilo b'em you specifically have to ask the Russian Yachid. However, if you're asking a Russian Rabbi, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can only add it in the sofa bracha and not in the middle of the bracha, because then it looks like you're adding in the bracha. So there's different circumstances. You could ask the Klal Yisrael in Yeshua, whatever it might be, and you're asking for a specific tefillah, specific davening. If you're saying it in Lashon Rabim, that is something you can only add in the end of the bracha. So there are ways to do it. And there also, it's quoted in Siv Beis, that same simon, that a person's supposed to be, not supposed to be marech in his bakashos in those points. You're really supposed to continue what the Lashon of Chazal and Shema Kalein, a little bit you could add. But really, the ikar point to be adding your tefillahs, just to point this out, is by Elokai Netzor. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Bar Chana Rav Yochanan. Someone who's relating the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu too much, Nekarman Halam is going to be uprooted from the world. The pasuk says, Hashem, we told all his praises. Can you express all your praises of Kadosh Baruch Hu? If a person is able to, he's going to be swallowed up. So he learns again different level of interpretation. It means he's going to be swallowed up by saying too many praises of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that a person shouldn't praise Hashem. It just means excessively doing so and claiming that every day thanking Hashem for X, Y, and Z and you're praising Hashem for like all these extra praises. That already is, you think, obviously you think of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but what it means to do it excessively, that's going to be what is considered excessive. Also, Shaila, okay. That's also a very big Shaila. But Etzem, this is something that's a very deep conversation over here. Now the Gemara continues. Your silence is your praise. The best remedy, the best medicine for everything is silence. That's a person who's a shchachma v'shtika. They say in Eretz Yisrael, mila besela mishtuka betrayin, and a word is worth a sela, silence is worth two. And Rosh Hashanah likes to quote the Balei Musar, explain that a person has two ears and one mouth, because you're supposed to listen to twice as much as you speak. A person is supposed to be listening more, engaging more in silence than speaking. Speaking is just saying that what you think, but listening to others and what they have to think, you have twice as too many, double the amount of ears that you do with mouth, in order that you should realize this and be thinking much more and listening much more than you are speaking. Now the Gemara continues, Karal Pe Lo Yatsa, someone read the Megillah by heart, you're not fulfilled the obligation. Minelan, where do I know the Megillah must be read? From Ksav and not by our Amar Rava. As Zechira, Zechira. We learn it out from the pasuk. It says Zechira, Zechira. We learn Ksiv Achav Ayamim Elan is Karim. By the Megillah, it says that these things should be commemorated. Uchsev Hasam. So those are going to with regards to the Melchama Amalek. But interesting, also we're learning out from Amalek itself, which is the whole Bechina of destruction of Amalek, and Haman, who was from Amalek, This was also where we're learning enough from, very interestingly enough. And this is a reference to a commemoration in a book of the Milchama of Amalek, of the war with Amalek. Malam b'sefer, there has to be in a sefer. Avkan b'sefer, so to hear, the miracle from must be in a book. So where says Umayd as Khira Kriya, but how do I know over there? It means you have to read it and say it out loud. Dilma Yun Be'alma, maybe it just means that you should look at the text without saying anything out loud and just remember itself, learn about it. No, because that shouldn't enter your mind. Because the pasuk says that the without the dichsev zachor, it says over there you should remember. And the bracelet says yachal belev. I would have thought maybe just mentally thinking about it. When it says don't forget, it says specifically that that means that that's talking about forgetting. What do I learn from the pasuk of zachor? That means bepeh. That means that it has to be verbally, that that the person has to remember verbally. This is the source, by the way, a very important source. This is the source that Zechiras HaMalek is a mitzvah de'oraisa. That we see over here, that Zechiras HaMalek is a mitzvah de'oraisa. And we see over here that it has to be dafka b'sefer, has to be written from a sefer Torah. That's why we're makbid to read it from a sefer Torah, and that's what we do once a year. Where does that once a year come from? Shechlos likes to quote this. No, he quotes the stapler, it says, Araya from the Gemara, so we actually have a Birkas Kohanim, that a mitzvah without any given time is once a day, every day. So how do we learn over here that it should be only once a year? Agav, there are those that were machmir to say Zechiras HaMalek every day from a Seder. That there are those who do that. But why do we assume it's only once a year? So he likes the quote of Sam Sofer that says that Be'etzem, over here, it says specifically Losishkach. Losishkach, how long is the Shir Shecha? We know that from the mace. The Gemara says that the mace is Nishtakach Melev a person after 12 months. So we see that the Shir of 12 months is the amount of time that's shkichas aleves. That's why we mention it. Dafka within the 1 year of a person. Dafka within a 1 year. Every single year we do it within 1 year. That's the chiras amalek. The mitzvah deraisa is the chiras amalek. Now the Gemara continues. Kara targum lo yatzav. Person reads the Megillah. Targum is not filled obligation. The Gemara says heichadim. What exactly is the case of Mishnah? You're not yotze. Ilei medekhes amikra vekar le targum. So if you're going to tell me the Megillah was written in Hebrew and he wrote it and he read it in targum, so then that's clearly hainapa. That's equivalent to what we already saw before, that the Mishnah told us is possible because you're reading it by heart. So it doesn't matter what language it is. Lo tzricha dechsev le targum uvekar le targum. Now we're talking about the case is that the Megillah was written in targum and it was read in Targum. And yet, it's possible because he read it in any language other than Hebrew. Avakor, so the Gemara asks, Avakor knows also Balaz. But you don't read the Megillah in another language. So the Gemara says, again, this implies you're allowed to read it in any language. Now you're telling me that you're not of any obligation, any language other than Hebrew is possible. So Gemara answers, Rav Shmuel, there were mil az yivanim. Rav Shmuel say that this refers to Greek and not to any other foreign language. And the Mishnah we learned on the Chesam and Beis discussed the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbanan, Sfarim, maybe written any other language. Rav Shimon Gamliel says only Hebrew and Greek. Rav and Shmuel explained that the only is going to be the only other language permitted by the Mishnah is going to be Greek. They hold that the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So Gemara says, "Hey, Chidam Mishnah, what's the case? Ilam dechsev Ashuris v'kar leivanes." So you're going to say that the Megillah was written in Ashuris and he read it in Greek. Then I know, but that's also reading it by heart. So the Gemara says, "Amar Avach, Amar Abilazar." No, because of Abilaz Yevanis, that the Mishnah refers to the case where he written it specifically in the Greek language. The Gemara says, "V'Amar Avach, Amar Abilazar." Minayin Shikar. So this is just a side point. We're just mentioning another statement of Ravach and the name of Abilazar. Ramal Ravach and Abilazar. Minayin Shikar. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov El. Kadosh Baruch. I don't know Kadosh Baruch that Yaakov called the name of El to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Vayikra El Yisrael. This is a reference to actually Kel El Yisrael. The pasuk talking about when Yaakov Avinu brought the korbanos. So Yetzer Sham Mizbech Vayikra Lo Kel El Yisrael. He erected the Mizbech under the altar and he called out to the Hashem of Israel. So the simple meaning means he erected the altar and he was thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu who had done the miracles on his Mizbech. That's what he's referencing to. Here he's learning a different level of interpretation. So he's not calling him Mizbech. He rather is referring to Hashem El Kel Yisrael. Shema Vayikra Lo Kel Yisrael. The Mizbech. He's referring to the miracle that happened there, which is commemorating with calling it that Kel. It's to say that Yaakov called it Kel, not rather Elo, with the fact that it says Vayikra lo, and he called Yaakov called lo, and it means Yaakov Kel. That means that Yaakov called Kel, Makaro Kel, Kel Yisrael. He referred to Kel Yisrael, the God of Israel, is reference to Yaakov Avinu. Now the Gemara continues going back to just a side point. Now we're going back to the discussion we just mentioned of Rav and Shmuel that explained that Breisa is referring to Greek. Mesa, we have a kasha from another Breisa. The Breisa says out of the Mishnah that we have another kasha from the Mishnah from a Breisa rather. Kara Gifted Ivrit Ilamit Madit Ivana. All different languages. Ivris, which is not the regular Hebrew that we know. Any meek, or the important part of Rav Ozer is Yvanis, it's over here, Greek. Lo yatzi, you're not fulfilled obligation. So this again is against Rav Shmuel. They said the Mishnah may be read in Greek. That's how we explain the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Halo dimi ela, according to Rashi, this we're trying to answer for Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel is going to say that it's Machal Gashon. I'll explain that we're rejecting Rav Shmuel, give a different answer. But let's go with Rashi that says that this is trying to answer again for Rav Shmuel. So so Gemara explaining the Braisa means gifti la gifti, and the Megillah was read in the Lashon of Kap, to Kaptim. Those are understand it. That's going to be Ivris Livim or Ivris to Ivris or Ilimis Limis. Those are understand Imim Yavanis Livanim. Then Yatsa, you're going to fulfill obligation like the Braisa. Rav and Shmuel permit the use of Greek only to those who understand Greek. That's the point. So what comes out over here is that that means that when we say Korinos Elolos Blaz is every language, not just Greek. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, then why is Rav and Shmuel have to confuse us before? And the Mishnah is going to confuse us specifically refer to Greek. It's just refer to any language. The Gemara says that the distinction exists between if you understand the language and you don't. Rav and Shmuel. Why do Rav and Shmuel explain that the Mishnah is referring to only the case of the Greek language? They should explain it referring to any foreign language at all. Why are you limiting it? They can explain that the Mishnah is referring to any foreign language, and if you understand that language and it's written that language, then it's going to be Yotze. That's going to be the din. So why it's a Mishnah? Saying that the Mishnah is limited to Greek, and also you're limiting yourself to the opinion of Rashbag, Rashi and Gabriel, as opposed to assuming that it's Chachamim as well. Why do you have to make this Mishnah machlokas? They should have said, which was all languages and follow the shita of the Rabbanan. So the two-point question on Rav Shmuel. So where it says, Elamas Nisan Kevraisa, rather, our Mishnah is the same as the Braisa, permits all languages, so why are we specifically Vichitmar Rav Shmuel Be'almaitmar? And the statement made of Rav Shmuel was not intended as an explanation dafka of the Mishnah, it was just stated generally. And why would they say that? Rav Shmuel, the Maitavayu, Laz Yavani Lechol Kasha. Rav Shmuel both say that the Greek language is permitted for everyone, even those who do not understand Greek may hear the Megillah in Greek, and that's what they're explaining. Vaktani Yavani Slevanu Yatsa, but wait a second though. Kasha, though, on this ruling, that the Mishnah says that if you read it Greek to Greek, it's implied only if you understand Greek. Lakule amalo. However, everyone else, it's not. So the Gemara answer is no. So they, Rav and Shmuel, are paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, this man who said in the Mishnah earlier, we saw some ches, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Asraim, Loitiril, Shikhala, Velavad, said that the books are permitted only written in Greek. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he puts Greek in the same category as Hebrew. Even those who don't understand it, it's going to be okay for them to read it. And they're explaining that there's a machlokas between the Braisa and the Mishnah. Versus Leimer Alach Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. So why don't Rabban Shimon just make it simple by telling us that Alach follows Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel? Why do they have to spell out this whole ruling and tell us how he says it? So Gemara says, "Yemar Alach Rabban Shimon," because if they only told us Alach follows Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, I would have thought Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel agrees by Megillah. Hava mina hani mila yishar sfarim. This is going to be by all other books of Tanakh except for Megillah, because Megillah dechsid be kichsavan specifically says that the Jews wrote it kichsavan, which is Russia maybe implies only Hebrew. Amalo, I would have thought that he would agree that you're not allowed to write it in Greek, Kamash Malan. But therefore, Rav and Shmuel are therefore teaching us that Rav Shimon Gamliel's ruling applies to the Megillah, in which case, that's what the Maisa, then we would say that you wouldn't be able to write in Greek. You would be able to write it in Greek. We pointed out the Rambam earlier that the Rambam says that this is only, even if there's Machlokas Rishonim Harim Paskin, do we Paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you would be allowed to write it in Greek. But the Rambam writes out, anyway, even if you do Paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Greek that we have is a corrupted Greek. It's not the same Greek that they had, the ancient Greek apparently, and therefore you're not allowed to use Greek at all. I'm not familiar with any Sefer Torah that we found anyway that was written in Greek, but either way it doesn't matter according to Rambam because no one's allowed to use it bismanazet anyway. Now the Gemara continues to the next point. If a person who doesn't understand, who hears Megillah Shuris in Hebrew, his filled obligation even doesn't understand the Hebrew. The Gemara asks, "V'halo yada ma'kari?" But he doesn't understand what's going on over here. So where it says, no, it's similar to women who don't understand, they don't understand necessarily all the Hebrew, and also people who don't know any halacha, don't know any Hebrew, they're going to fulfill obligation even though they don't understand. The Gemara says, Maskila Ravina. So Ravina, he objected to the previous statement that said that the woman and unlearned people, Atu Ananach Shanim Aramarachim Yadina, do understand what the Megillah says, Shanim Aramarachim? What does that mean exactly? The Rashi suggests maybe it's a type of a camel, but who are sending out the things, but we don't really understand what this means, and yet we fulfill the obligation by hearing the Megillah in Hebrew. So we see that the person is supposed to hear every word. The obligation just is whether you're supposed to understand it. That's what we see over here. The Rishonim point this out, very important in the halacha, that you have to hear every single word of the Megillah. So the Gemara says, so we don't really know what they mean, and also the Mishnah Berurah points out from over here that the fact that we don't know what they mean, then that's another raya that a person is only allowed to read the Megillah in only Hebrew, not any other language, because we don't know how to translate this pasuk. Let's say as an example, Ela mitzvah kriya upersuma nisa no. Rather, there's a mitzvah and also publicizing miracle. Hachanami, so too in the case of those who don't understand Hebrew, they nevertheless fulfill obligation even they don't understand it, because mitzvah kriya upersuma nisa, because there's a mitzvah reading it and the mitzvah publicizing the miracle. Rashi points out that once they hear about the publicity of the miracle, they're going with everybody. They're going to hear about what's the story. They're going to ask about the story, and then they're Fagel Begeisha, because there's no basic basic narrative of the Megillah story. This is a very important Gemara over here, because this Gemara implies that Shomei Ka'one, a person doesn't necessarily have to understand what he's hearing. That is a big machlokes Rishonim. Rashi holds that way, and Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says, don't bring a raya from this Gemara. This Gemara sounds like Rashi, because you don't understand the Megillah, and you're yotze through Shomei Ka'one. You're not laning it. You're hearing the other guy lane it, and you're going to be yotze. So says Tosfos, there's not a raya, because here's Persumei Nisa Adif. We see there's another concept over here. Persumei Nisa, this is not necessarily working with the general mechanism of Shomei Tefillah. It's a very interesting thing. Lecha Tefillah, really, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this. Mishpura points out the minhag is not like this way, but the halacha is, by Shomei Ka'one, like Tosfos, that many Paskin, that a person, in order to be yotze Shomei Ka'one, you have to understand every word that is being said to you, because it's not called a Shmiya, it's not called listening, if you don't understand what's going on. This is very nagel, like by Kiddush on Friday night, or any time you're yotze Shomei Ka'one, other than Megillah, let's say Kiddush on Friday night, this is a very nagel shayla, that if you don't understand the words of Kiddush, you don't understand, let's say, at least the bracha part, where you're saying, right, that whole thing, you don't understand that at all, there is a major shayla whether one is going to be yotze. So lecha chila, you should make sure you understand the kiddush. Again, but the evidence, the minhag the minhag is to rely on Shitas Rashi, that you don't necessarily have to understand it, but it's a big machlokas rishonim, and definitely kedai lecha chila to understand when you're being yotze shomei ka'one by any mitzvah. Now the Gemara continues, kara surugin yatza. If you read the Mishnah, Iksirugim, we're going to see, we don't know exactly what this means, that you stopped, you paused in it, you're going to fulfill your obligation. The Gemara says, Lavayade mai Sirugim. What the Rabbanan didn't know what this Lashon of Sirugim meant. We're going to see, just even Shamtel Amte Devi Rebbe, they heard the maidservant of the Rebbe's household say, Dekamele, the Rabbanan, Davi Aile, Paske, Paske, the Rabbanan. They were coming in only a few at a time. And Masiatam Netpasim Sirugim, Sirugim. Why are you guys coming in, Sirugim? Why are you guys coming in, Sirugim? So it sounds like you're taking a pause, meaning a little bit at a time, and that's how you're reading the Megillah, they're going to be Yotze. So that's how they understand what you threw again. The Gemara is going to just mention Agav, that there's a similar thing that they, they're abundant. The Rabbanan, with regards to different contexts, didn't know what things meant, and they used the Bei Revi. Lo v'yad Rabbanan mai chalgolgolos. Chalgolgolos is, it comes in Mishnayos and Braisos, Shvius and Yoma comes up this lashon. Shemul amsa de Revi, they heard again the maidservant of Revi. So we see even the maidservants of these Tamei Chachamim knew so much just based on, because everything was Torah by their master. Damre leilahu gavra davikam mevader parchene, who was scattering a purse line around. And maseta mevader chalgolos. When he was in chalgolos, so they learned that this is what it meant, that the type of purse line that. Something that's what this chagogolos means. The Gemara considered lovey other banan my salsa from Mecca, the pasuk in Mishle, which means salsalea. They don't know what the meaning of salsalea, and then you should exalt it. What is this? That's an amshech of the pasuk. Shemula amsa devi Rebbe. Again, they heard the maidservant of Rebbe's household. Davi amre lahu gavra davi mahapech b'zayev amre le. A person who was curling his hair by the mirror, whatever he was doing his stuff, and she said, "Masal salsal b'sarecha. What are you doing? What are you doing? Salsa your hair." So we learn from there. They understood what salsal means in this context. They understand that salsal means to delve into and to turn it over. That the pasuk then means if you delve into the Torah, it's going to exalt you. It's going to give you the gishmak. You're going to like the Torah. Now the Gemara says, continues, you should throw something onto Hashem, and Yahavcha, he's going to give it back. So what does this mean, Yahavcha? So Gemara says, this wasn't the servant of Rebbe, he was traveling on the road with an Arab. He was carrying a load. He said, take your Yahav and throw it to my camel. So we learn over here that it means your load. So the pasuk means, that you throw on Hashem, your burden, and Hashem will sustain you. That Hashem, everything that we have in life, Akash Baruch Hu is going to take care of us. Now the Gemara continues. Lo havi yadi rabbanan mai v'tatize b'batei hashmeid. The pasuk says, "Gonna tatie with matie and a destruction." What is this tatie in Lashon Yeshayahu? What does this mean? So the Gemara says, "Shamul amta the Rebbe." Again, back to the maidservant of Rebbe, Davi Yave Amrela Chavrata. She said to her friend, "Shakule tatie v'tatie b'isa." Go take the tatie. I guess she was the one in charge of the other maids. She tell the other maid to go take the broom and sweep. Yeah, so therefore they meant, I'm going to sweep it away with the room of destruction. That's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Now that we're going to do Rabbanu, we learn in Raisa, Kara Sarugin, if a person read the Megillah by taking breaks, Yatza, you are going to be Yatza, your obligation. Turning out the next Yatza, Yatza, and Bez, and where it says, Sirusin lo Yatza, if you read it out of order though, you're not fulfilled obligation. Ramone, Mishim Rabbi Huda, Apis Sarugin, even if you read it with taking breaks, Im Shagadelik Marskula, if you pause the amount of time that it takes to finish the entire Megillah, Chozer Rosh, you are not fulfilled obligation, and you must read it over again. Amar Rav Yosef, Halacha, Kerem Muna, Mashem, Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is the opinion of Rav Muna in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, what does Rav Muna say? Amar Le'abayel, Rav Yosef, Kedili Gemara's Kula, when you say the amount of time that it takes to finish the entire Megillah, does this mean the time it takes to read it? Mehecha, Dekala, Sefer, from where you are until the end, or Dilma, Mereisha, Sefer, from the beginning to the end? Amar Le'abayel, Mereisha, Sefer, no, the time that it takes for the entire Megillah, so that it would depend also on the Korah Mesharinim, usually, we assume that way, that it depends on how long it would take you to finish the Megillah, so it takes you 20 minutes, then if you pause for the time it takes 20 minutes, then you're not gonna be Yotze. Because if you say where you are, then a guy is in Perek Ches right now, that's where he stopped. The guy finished in Perek Dalet, they're gonna have different halachas. No, everybody has a standard time, generally from the time it takes from the beginning until the time it takes till the end. Now the Gemara says, Amar Biyami, Amar Biyami, Amar Rav, Halacha Kreb Mona, the Halacha follows Rabbi Mona, that if one pause, the man takes time to finish Megillah, it's going to be puzzle, you're not Yotze. Shmuel Amar, Ein Halacha Kreb Mona, the Shmuel says, Halacha does not follow Rabbi Mona. If you pause for any length, it's going to be okay. B'tzura masnu hachi, and Surah they said, B'pubdisa masnu hachi, they said, Amar Rav Kan Amar Rav, Alakhi Karbi Mona, the follows Alakhi Rabbi Mona, Shmuel Amar, in Alakhi Karbi Mona, the Alakhi does not follow Rabbi Mona. So they did just, in Surah the version different from B'tzura, and who are the ones in the name of Rav. We had Rabbi Abba in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyamu, whereas the other one says it's Rav Kahana. That's the only difference between this Surah and Alakhi. Rabbi Bi Masta Ibqa, Rabbi Bi says, that's the reverse. Rav Amar, in Alakhi Rabbi Mona, the Alakhi does not follow Rabbi Mona, Shmuel Amar Alakhi Karbi Mona, and Shmuel says the Alakhi Taka follows Rabbi Mona. So the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Yosef, Nakut Rabibi Biyadecha, you should keep the version of Rabibi, the Shmuel, who the Chayshul Chidai. Shmuel generally is machmir for even a Yachid, if it's a more machmir opinion, if it's a more stringent opinion, he'll take the Sheet of the Yachid against the Rabbin. As we see this on in the Mishnah in Yavamas tells us, Shomer Yavam Shekidish is Achosa. If you have a woman who's awaiting Yavam and a brother, then married one of the sisters of the Yavama. So the halacha is, again, there's a concept of a zika. A zika means that a woman who, let's say Reuven, right? Reuven is married to Sarah, and Reuven dies. So Reuven has many brothers. Yeah, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. He has like four different brothers, let's say. And so all of them are ke'ilu shayach to this woman, to Sarah. Reuven dies childless. And so they have to do either even with chalitza with one of these four brothers. If one of those brothers is Mekadesh, the sister of Sarah, which is the halacha is gonna be usher for him because that's the shayla over here. Do we assume that he's just not shayach too? This is after the fact that Sarah already died. Do we assume that he, because again that's considered eish shesach because he is still shayach to do yibum to the one of the, because none of the brothers did the yibum or chalitza yet. So what do we tell them to do at this point? We tell him to wait till the oldest brother performs the yibum chalitza before he's allowed to finish the marriage. As opposed to the other, the rabbanon argue over there. They said no, that she's not. Once this brother is no longer shayach, it's shayach to the other three brothers to do yibum or chalitza. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Beisir, is more machmir, assumes that all four of them are shayach still, so therefore he's not allowed to marry this woman. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Lachad Rabbi Yehuda Beisir, Shmuel in this regard was machmir with Rabbi Yehuda Beisir, even though it was a minority shita. So too, we are assuming that Shmuel is going to follow the minority shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda's version, then we have Rav and Shmuel. Rav is telling us that any duration is going to be okay, even if it's shakadim or skula, and Shmuel, is going to say that it is that we're going to be machmir over here. Again, I think Lamaisa, we have a different getter for what was shakadi like maraskula. We paskin like the Rishonim that hold how that fits in this Gemara is interesting also. But we hold Be'etzem, I think for Megillah is a little different. I didn't double check this, but Be'etzem we hold like the Ramah holds that based on Rishon Ashkenaz that shakadi like maraskula is only a problem generally if a person is not ra'oi to daven in the state that he was in. Let's say he had to go to the bathroom, so he's in the bathroom for 20 minutes. He had an emergency. He had to run to the bathroom in the middle of Megillah. So if he had to go to the bathroom for 20 minutes, and then he missed out on Megillah, then, and he's shakadi like maraskula, and he goes back, even if he, let's say he's reading for himself, he's in the middle of Megillah, and he goes to the bathroom, then he's going to be shakadi like maraskula, then it's going to be a problem. However, if a person is ra'oi, he just, for whatever reason, is pausing, he's just thinking about the Megillah for whatever reason, that, we hold, is going to be, b'di'eved, going to not be a problem. Now the market is, Tanur Rabbanan. We learn in a brisa, Aishmit Basofer Osios Psukin, if the person who was writing the Megillah, he left out some letters or Psukim the Megillah, Ukrona Kora Keturana Brasagim, and the reader read them like a translator translated them, Yatza, you fulfill obligation. The Gemara says, Meisive, is that really true though? Hayuba Osios Mishutashos and Makruos, if there were letters in Megillah that were partially erased or torn, Im Rashuman Nikar Kshira, if you can tell what letter it is, the Megillah is going to be Kashmir Psula, but if not, a Megillah is going to be puzzle. This Lechora contradicts the Braisa, which said that a Megillah that lacks words is going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Habakula. The Braisa is telling us that it's illegible, it refers to the entire Megillah. Habimikdash, whereas the Braisa is telling us that part of Megillah is missing some things, that is going to be okay because you're going to have, Remember, we see in a moment, rov, that if you have a rov, that's going to be okay. If a person missed one pasuk, he doesn't say, Ekra school, I'm going to read the whole thing, and then go back, because that's going to be reading it lemafreya, which is not yotze, that's reading it out of order, out of sequence. Rather, you must go back to the pasuk you missed, and then proceed from that pasuk and onward. Nick, that's why one of the reasons a lot of people have a Megillah, this point would be helpful, because if you do miss, for whatever reason you weren't paying attention, you missed an entire pasuk, then you could read that pasuk yourself, and then catch up. You'll have to continue, you can't go out of order, you have to read that pasuk. And then let's say you missed the pasuk Yud Aleph, and they're holding on pasuk Tezvav, so you'll have to go back to Yud Aleph, catch up, the read Yud Aleph, your basic Gimel, Dal Tezvav, till you get to Tezayin Zayin, whatever pasuk it is, and catch up with the Chazan. Nichnas Lebesak Neses, you could do that also theoretically from a chumash also from the chumash, but then that's going to be considered kore al peh, which is more b'diavad. So the more ketinas the kore al peh. They already are halfway through the Megillah. Lo yomar ekra chetzim matzim. I'm going to read the second half with them, and yotze v'alkach chetzim, and I'll hear the first half afterwards. Ela kore also matzchila v'atzayfa. Rather, you must read it from the beginning until the end. Nogeir for a lot of times, a woman or whatever, they come in a little bit late to shul, so they can make the brachas themselves. Ashkenazim hold that we can make the bracha, even Sfarim, they're shy from the Megillah, never mind. And then they could read, let's say they missed the first three, four psukim, they could read the first three, four psukim to themselves, and then they'll listen to the rest of the Megillah, but with the chazan. The Marzim is not them yatsa. One reason Megillah half asleep, you're going to feel obligation. What's the case of a person who's half asleep? Amar Rav Ashi, niem v'lo niem, tiem v'lo tiem, he's like kind of, oh my god, these people, you know, he's kind of like, it's kind of with or without it. The Karlev Ani, if you call him, he'll answer you. V'lo yadeh le'adur svar, how he can't give you a whole Ion svar and Gemara, but he's awake enough to be able to respond to this. And if you tell him what happened, he'll remember, and many, this is how it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, that this halacha is only if a person was actually the one reading it in this state. However, if you're listening to it, we just pointed out, if you listen to it, you're definitely going to miss the words. So definitely, if a person is listening to it, Mishnah, you are not going to be yotze. Now that we're going to do the next part of the Mishnah, Haya Kosva Dorsha Magia. If a person was writing Megillah, and he's learning the Megillah, and passes everywhere in the Megillah, Im Kimelim Boyotze, if you have in mind, you fill obligation. Hechidim, what exactly is this case of the Mishnah? If you arrange each pasuk in his mind, and then reciting it from memory, and you write it afterwards, then now you have it in mind, it doesn't help you, that's consider reading the whole Megillah from a manner of memory, which is going to be possible if you read the whole Megillah in that fashion. Ella the cause of subsuka, rather it must be that you wrote each pasuk down and then you read it. The Gemara says this also is a problem. The Megillah must be written in its entirety in front of you. Even if the pasuk has to be written from Ish Yehudim, that's how the Megillah has to be written in front of you. It still needs to be written in front of you in its entirety when you're reading it. So if the sofer is writing pasuk and a pasuk and then continuously reading it in that manner, he's not reading it the whole way. So that's a problem. Rather, it must be that a complete Megillah is before him. And he is copying that Megillah one pasuk at a time, and that's how he's reading it. But that he has that other pasuk, that other Megillah in front of him. That's what he's reading from the Kasuvla, and he's writing it down. Then it's going to be considered as if it's in front of him. That's not considered a problem. That Mishnah would support the opinion of Rabbi Bar Chana, because that's the Kimta we just gave now in the Mishnah. That a person is usher for a person to write even one letter of a pasuk unless it is copied from a text. The Gemara says no. Dilma maybe this Mishnah speaks of a case where a complete Megillah happened before him, and he copied it. However, that's not necessarily required by the halacha, and therefore we don't necessarily have a raya from you that's a full-fledged obligation. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Gufa in tomorrow's daf.